Welcome back to Movement, a running podcast with our own very in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. We are on to the 18th episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am, and welcome back all the listeners.
Great. So the first question we're taking is from Rohit Agarwala, who's asking, should we have a heavy breakfast after a morning run?
Yeah, hi Rohit. So more than heavy breakfast, what's more important is to have a proteins in either liquid, semi-liquid or solid form within 30 minutes of heavy workout, whether it be running or whether it be gym. Breakfast post-run also needs to be more of fats rather than just, you know, carb loaded. Also have small but frequent meals throughout the day. So if it's a Sunday, you know, just keep eating throughout the day. So that's more important.
Right. So does this apply also to people who are not doing a morning run, but let's say who are doing a morning walk? Or is this only for pertains to people who are gymming or running?
So exertion is the more important part. So people who are exerting more, they have a tendency to eat a lot more right after that. Mm-hmm. So one thing is proteins within 30 minutes is very crucial, whichever form, doesn't matter. Again, would rather suggest having small meals, but frequent meals,
right,
rather than one very heavy meal and go to sleep after that.
The next question is from Zam Sayed, who's asking, which is effective, beneficial and safe, running with short steps or long steps?
So hi Zam, always focus on increasing the number of steps per minute, also called cadence, while keeping your steps shorter. So when they're shorter, there will be easy, soft landing. Mm. So for this, you'll need to use your hips a lot more than your knees alone. Mostly people run only with their knees and not enough effort through the hips. For that, you need to work your butt muscles. Now get on with the strength training that we've been talking about throughout our podcast so far.
Right. The next question is from Porosh Madhu Sharma from Delhi, who's asking, can an amateur run a half marathon in 3 months training? If yes, what's the kind of training we're talking about?
So 3 months are ample to get from 0 to 21, but there the idea is just to get to the finish line.
Right.
Will the injuries happen? I don't know. Yes, they do happen. So that's a tricky part. Now, amateur, if they have been doing 4-5 kilometers, yes, they can build from there. Or if it's a 10 kilometers, even better.
Right.
Now, would I recommend that? No. I would suggest have a solid foundation before you do a 21 kilometers. Have good base of strength and running. You know, that's what we've been trying to do throughout, you know,
right,
a solid foundation. Do 5 and 10Ks in decent times rather than increase distance alone, and then they tend to cause injuries if you just focus on going very quick or going too long. And that's my problem. 3 months half marathon can be done, but not advisable. I would say 6 to 9 months from time you pick up running to doing a 21 kilometers is a good one.
Right.
Even a year is even better. And plan should be to do it well rather than just struggling and getting to the finish line with crawling and all that stuff with a lot of pain.
That makes sense. So coming to the myth buster of the week, this is a common myth that running leads to losing weight.
Yeah.
So how true is this or not true?
So on the contrary, you know, Runner's World had carried a story just a week back saying that a lot of runners doing half and full marathons had been gaining weight rather than losing.
Oh.
So they were doing 21 and 42 kilometer training and still putting on weight. And someone who had been running for 2-3 years actually put on a lot more weight, like 15-20 kgs after all that running.
Really?
Now, yeah, exactly. Now, it has to do with energy balance and also what kind of calories that are going in, both actually.
Mm.
So if you're burning calories while running, but then you replace it with a lot more, I mean, what do you expect, right? I mean, you've done all that work, but you put on more calories than you. Now, also, if you stuff yourself with high carbohydrate foods, and there's been a lot of talk about it in the last few years, you'll most probably put on weight. So you have to see how much you eat and what you eat, when you eat. All that becomes important. Now, similar to what kind of food to eat, you need to focus on what kind of exercise to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, long, slow runs is okay once or maybe twice a week, but you need to mix it up with what we've been talking about through our podcast, interval and tempo training as well.
Right.
Now, that changes your metabolic rate. And then again, add strength training to it as well. So high intensity training is going to be very, very important to increase the metabolic rate. All this is going to make a difference with the weight. Otherwise, if it's a slow, easy peasy pace for 2-3 hours and you eat a lot, you'll only gain weight.
Right. So what's the exercise of this week?
Okay, so this is just a progression from one of the exercises we've done previously. It's a single leg heel drop and raise.
Mm-hmm.
So you're standing on a stair and you're just going and you're balancing well. So you're, you know, holding on to either to the railing or to the wall. And you go all the way down, or you're taking your heel all the way down and gradually just come up all the way. And take like 4 to 6 seconds doing each repetition and then do it with the other side. Now, what is very important is at all times, keep a tall posture. Don't slop to the other side or something. Now do 10 repeats or so with both legs and 4 to 6 sets throughout the day.
Right. So coming to the running schedule for this week.
All right, so last week we had actually done an easy week because earlier 3 weeks were, you know, pretty tough. So now we're coming to the same again, the tough week. Now, if there is pain, please take a day or two off. So don't be in that whole mode about, you know, no pain, no gain and all that stuff. Please listen to your body, okay? Because as we will increase the workouts and the intensity, there will be some who'll have pains. Please listen to your body. Take rest if there is pain. By now, it'll start to give you correct signals because earlier, you know, when you were 1 week into this program, your body would have told you, you know, rest. That's what you're programmed to do for the last 2-3 decades. So now it'll be better because now we're in week 18. Your body will tell you enough if there's pain or not. Now, carrying on with the 3 running activities throughout the week, on weekend, as slow as you like, warm up with 2 to 3 minute walk, then do a 1 minute brisk walk followed by 8 minute jog. Repeat this 1 minute brisk walk and 8 minute jog some 7 to 8 times. Mm-hmm. In total, some 65 to 70 minutes you would have done on your feet. And just focus on being very soft on your feet. Keep your breathing easy, easy in, easy out. So that's it. You know, nothing else. Just easy time on feet is what matters on a Sunday.
Right.
Then is tempo run, which probably happens on a Tuesday or so. Here, what you do is 10 minutes non-stop 3 times you do. Here, I want you to run for 10 minutes non-stop at a pace so that you can do 10 minutes non-stop without taking breaks. So that's the whole idea here, okay? Now rest for 2 to 5 minutes and repeat 3 times that 10-minute run again.
Mm.
By now, most people will be able to do it. If you think 10 minutes non-stop is still an issue, take a break after 5 minutes for like 10, 15 seconds and get on with it again. Now keep, again, focus that breathing has to be easy at all times.
Right.
And you're gentle on your feet. Very, very crucial that you focus on that. And then on a Thursday or a Friday, interval training, start with a 2 to 3 minute easy walk, then jog for a minute, followed by a, you know, like a faster run for 5 minutes at a pace where you can only respond in a word or two if someone were to ask you a question.
Right.
Now repeat the same again, good 7 to 8 times. Again, the idea is to constantly keep the same pace in each repeat that you're doing for those 5 minutes.
Right.
Now this is going to be very, very important to improve your speed when you do your long runs. So just stick with this plan and you should be okay. Besides this, 2 to 3 other days, you can do 20, 30 minutes brisk walk, jog kind of a thing and pretty good with this.
Great. So moving on to the story of the week, tell us about 41-year-old Suresh Srinivas from Delhi.
Yeah, so he has been running for a while and as he says, running has helped him to lead a fitter, happier, peaceful life, but it has also improved his self-confidence, his social and spiritual quotient. He's a part of the Delhi Runners group, road running group, and he truly believes that running is the best gift that anyone can give to themselves, especially if someone is leading a sedentary lifestyle. Besides running, has taught him how to plan to precision, strategize, stay focused, make realistic, attainable goals, never give up, understand, discover your true self and see a renewed, transformed self in terms of how you interact with yourself, people around you. It helps you remain calm and positive energy. So, you know, that's quite a bit that he says about, you know, his gains from running.
Going gaga over running.
Yes, he is. All in all, it has widened his perspective and view of the world and in some instances has become a great conversation starter, icebreaker, and has helped to forge new relationships, friendships. Most importantly, his visit to doctors has completely stopped, so that's not good for me. And making him mentally, physically and spiritually and socially stronger. And he loves it and would definitely want to continue running and keep motivating all the new runners and non-runners to come and be part of the beautiful, healthy world.
Amen.
Yeah, amen, exactly.
Right. So that was a nice story. So let's move to the running events close to us.
Yeah, so this Sunday, that is the 23rd of October, there is this Go Heritage Run in Badami, where there'll be a 5K, 10K and 21K events. And also there's a Millennium City Marathon in Gurgaon, besides other runs, obviously. Now, the big one, the Delhi Half Marathon, by now is only a month away. So start your training, please, now. I mean, if not now, then when? Otherwise, you'll get hurt. Bombay Marathon, if you've registered for it, you know, high time to start training because you need to finish well.
Right. So again, to remind our race organizers to get in touch with us if they'd like their events mentioned on this podcast. Thank you, Dr. Chauhan, and we will catch up again next week.
Thank you, ma'am.